Welcome to Retail in Asia podcast series. We invite speakers to share their experience and market insights about the retail industry across the region and across different sectors. The aim is to stimulate interaction within the retail community and thrive innovation. Today's podcast is about e-commerce, and I have the pleasure to introduce Alex Misseri, Head of Digital Transformation and Revenues at Bluebell Group. Hello, Alex, and thanks for being our first speaker for this podcast series.
Thanks a lot for inviting me, and good luck with this new initiative. Sounds interesting.
The first topic that we are going to be discussing is actually linked to your experience. You spent 12 years in China working in e-commerce. Can you tell us a bit more about your experience during this shift from offline to online?
Sure. So I started as an entrepreneur. I had my own startup for a few years in the e-commerce field in China on the private sales model. Then I moved to leading e-commerce for what at the time was one of the largest female fashion brands in the country called Etam. And then I went to an agency to head up retail as a category and e-commerce as a skill in China.
So now that you hold a regional position and you can use China and your experience as a kind of benchmark to understand shopping behavior and e-commerce across the region, I should probably start by asking you, at which stage are we in terms of e-commerce embracement across the countries that you cover?
So in the past, obviously, all retail was fully offline. People went in physical stores to buy products, and then came the internet, and people were starting to be able to buy also online. At first, just a few percent of everything they bought was online. And then as the internet grew in a general sense, and as e-commerce became more and more popular, we saw that consumer behavior shifted and e-commerce started to pick up with very high numbers in terms of penetration of the household and of their wallets. Today, we estimate that across the region, it's approximately 15% of the total retail that is done online. So approximately 15% of the revenues of brands that sell in the region on average that come from e-commerce, and consequently also approximately 15% of everything that people buy that they buy online.
You mentioned evolution, Alex. What are the factors that contributed to it?
There are three main factors that contribute to such evolution. One is the geography. In each country, the e-commerce penetration, or we could say the shopping behaviors, have evolved differently. In countries like China, e-commerce has a very high penetration, especially in large cities or urban areas. And in some other countries, the consumers are shopping less online today. So first point is geography at country level, but also at within the country, at region, city level, or urban versus more rural areas. The second one is the demographics. So younger populations, younger people tend to buy more online, tend to be more on their mobile, tend to be buy more online than older crowds. And the third one is the categories. There are categories that have a very, very strong foothold in e-commerce, where digital is a major source of revenue and source of a sales channel. These would be, for instance, airlines. Who today buys a ticket somewhere else than on a website? We all buy our hotel nights, our air tickets on websites. In other categories, reverse, some would say apparel, or some would say shoes, the percentage of e-commerce penetration is much lower, meaning that consumers tend to prefer to go offline to try on the products before they buy. So three criteria, three factors that makes the difference in percentage, again, so country, people and demographics, and the categories.
Alex, I think it's now time for us to ask you what's next.
Yeah, that is the question. Huh? So most analysts agree on the fact that the share of shopping from consumers that will be done online will continue to grow up to 25% in 2025. So 25% of e-commerce out of total retail in 2025. And I think it will continue to grow at various speed and levels in the various countries and categories, as we just said, but it will definitely continue to grow up to 30, 40, 50% in some cases. What is important also, I think, to notice or to point out is the fact that we've been here talking about the share of wallet of e-commerce versus offline. But it's also very important to take into account share of attention that digital is or digital media are receiving from consumers, so that somehow we could say that online is receiving versus offline, and consequently the influence of digital channels, digital tools, of digital in general over the shopping behaviors or shopping decisions of consumers. And if usually this is estimated to up to 65% of people's decision, so the impact of digital over people's decision in the future could be up to more than half, 60, 70% of the final buying decision, even when it's offline. So when you add this to online, you've got a result where 90% of everything we buy, we either buy it online or buy it offline, being influenced by a digital message.
Thank you, Alex. And we look forward to know more about the actual percentage in a few years.
Thank you, Stefano. Yeah, looking forward to it.
That was all for today. Don't hesitate to share any comments, or if is there any topic you would like us to cover, just let us know. Thank you and stay tuned.